Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menuchas Daf Lamed Ches, starting the Perek HaTcheles. Perek HaTcheles speaks about the Inyonim of Tzitzis, and it's called Tcheles because we're talking about the blue strings that you have in the Tzitzis. So we'll give here a little bit of a background regarding the discussion that has to do if there is Tcheles, do we have Tcheles, do we have any access to Tcheles? Chazal already it's brought down the Alkot Shemoyni, Tvorim Oyus Taf Taf Kuf Samechalef, and the Pasuk Yishefa Yemim Yinoku. So it says over there, Oma Abiyasi Pamachat Eisi Mahalech Baderech, I was going on the way, Umatzati Zaken Echad, I found an old man, Shalati L'Shalim, asked how he's doing, and I told him, what is your parnasa? Oma Li Mechilozoin, the Chilozoin is a snail, that from there you get the Tcheles. So I told Amati Loi, Umi Matsui, do you have Tcheles? Omar Lee, and he gave him an answer, where is it? It's very difficult to come and find it. And he ends over there and says, Amarti Hashemayim, Loshon Shvuo, Nikaru Shegonuz Letzadikim Losid Lovoi. It's not meant to be with us right now. It's going to be coming Losid Lovoi. So we see already in the Medrash, we see that Tcheles was not common. They didn't really have Tcheles. In the Arizal, in the Pri Yitzchayim, Shehar Tzitzis Perakei, it brings that we don't have the level of Tcheles, and he comes to explain a pi Kabbalah why not. And another sefer of the Arizal called Oilas Tomid in Shehar Tzitzis, he goes on there to explain a little bit more that we don't have Tcheles today, we don't have the ability to have Tcheles, and that's what the Torah gave us, two different mitzvahs of Lovon and Tcheles as our parak starts. To now Me'akev Zedzeh, so you can keep this mitzvah Tzitzis even Bezman Hazeh. Another source which is quoted is the Magid Mikoshnitz and the Sefer Avodas Yisrael and Ovos Paragil Mishnah Dalit. He explains that you need the Tcheles in order to remind us about the Yiras Hashem. The person should come and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's only Bizman Abayis, Bizman Golus, though we have so much sorrows. We don't need the Tcheles to remind us that. Other what we need is the Chut Shalavon to remind us the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are some of the sources that show that we don't have Shaykhis that Tcheles Bezman Hazeh. Now, as everybody knows, the Radziner, Rav Gershon Leiner, he had a mission to come and bring back Tcheles. He started by writing, right? He wrote a Maimer called Maimer Sfunei Tmunei Choyl, where there he came to explain that we should have Tcheles today. And even though we did not have Tcheles for many generations, we should always go search and look for the Tcheles. And he says, some say that there's no Tcheles anymore. The Tcheles is batel, and that's not true. And he goes on to all those Mekoyres that I mentioned, the Alkot Shemoyni, and the Arizal, and the Avodas Yisrael. He comes to explain, it doesn't mean that you cannot have Tcheles. It means if you don't have Tcheles right now, so really, we don't deserve it. But if you can find it, Adarabba, because Baruch is sending us a sign for Tcheles. This Maimar, the Radziner wrote before he found the Tcheles. Then eventually, he was searching, and he found what he claims to be the Tcheles. And he wrote another Maimar called Maimar Psil Tcheles, where he describes, first of all, what he found. He went to Italy. He was able to go into the place where they see the bottom of the sea, and he's able to see that snail, that's the Mokar of the Tcheles. And then he wrote another third Maimar, a very, very long one, where he went on to explain all the details that have to do with Tcheles. This was a tremendous debate at that time, and he had a tshuvas back and forth with the Rav of Kovne and all Gedolei Hador, and at the end of the day, it was not accepted. As the Oruch HaShulchan, or Chaim Simen Tes, on Ois Yud Beis, he says there was somebody that said he found the Tcheles, the Chashuv tells us we don't have Tcheles today. One of the big tainus of the Radziner was, first of all, this may be Tcheles. Now, even if it's not, why not at least wear it in Misafik? Maybe you're wearing Tcheles, maybe not. If it's not, it's just a colored strings of tzitzis. So Rav Eliashiv addresses it. It's brought down the Kovitz Chuvis, Chalek Aleph, or Chaim Simon Beis. And he says, you know, there was the Radziner who came and said that he found the Chilozo and he found the source of the Tcheles. He says later, there were researchers that came and said that the Radziner was wrong and they found another Tcheles. And then there were some scientists that found out that they said the tchilas is something else. Whoever Yashiv quotes the Beis Halevi, and he says, what is the main taina against the Radziner? These snails and these sources were always out there. And the fact that all G'dayle Adoris for hundreds of years did not use the tchilas, that is the biggest simen that we have a Kabbalah Mesorius Mavriseinu not to use it. Rav Shterbach also addresses this in length. Look at Tshuva Sanogas Chalak Aleph Simon Chavov. He goes on to be maich that there may be even a problem with Baal Toysif. A person puts it on, he's thinking he's doing Tchelis and it's not Tchelis. And he says there's other chashashas when you're wearing something which is not for sure Tchelis. And he brings the Radziner's question that says, it's a Safek D'oraisa, so why wouldn't you wear it just in case? So he brings the Beis Halevi that answers that. So when do we say Safek D'oraisa L'chumrah? Only if you're doing it for sure making a mitzvah. For example, a person is not sure if he said Birkas HaMazon. So he says Birkas HaMazon, he's for sure Yoytze Birkas HaMazon D'oraisa. But here, if you're putting on the tchelas, I'm not for sure Yoytze anything. So I have no obligation to do that. So this was some of the debate that was, do we have tchelas today or not? And this was just to give a little bit of a taste of the background and debate of is the tchelas, not tchelas, different stages of the tchelas, which one is the real tchelas, which one is not. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomar Shava Shiurim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.